So we are sort of, I guess, in the middle of the long weekend already. I'm wondering, how many times have you checked Facebook? How much time have you spent swiping and clicking and tapping on that tiny screen of yours? I'm pretty bad with my phone. I always have it with me. When was the last time you actually looked out the window? Well, the last time I did was this morning from the ABC studios, just looking out because I'm going to be on a boat today for a hen's day. So I don't know how I'm going to handle that. But that was the last time I looked outside the window. Or actually, better yet, when did you actually go outside? Probably not today. It's a bit drizzly, but if you can, do it. I don't want to be, preaching or anything like that, especially on a wonderful long weekend. But we do, I guess, always talk about trying to head outdoors and switching off. Daniel C. is one of the founders of a company called Spacemakers. And as the name suggests, it's about making space in our lives for stuff and other than technology and tiny screens. Daniel, welcome to Saturday Breakfast.
Yeah, hi Tracy. Thanks for having me.
No problems at all. I know some of us pretty much get twitchy at the mention of not being able to plug our phones in 24/7. How do we even start that process to unplug?
Yeah, look, it's a really good question. I mean, I think you need to start by asking why. Why might you want to unplug? What's the benefit? I mean, you mentioned this, you know, beautiful weather and the idea of going outdoors, but essentially, what are the challenges with being constantly connected 24/7 with your phones, with your digital devices, and what might be a benefit of unplugging? We coach and train people around the country, and we constantly come up with these questions that we hear again and again about people feeling overwhelmed and busy and not being able to turn off from work and feeling constantly distracted. So I think there's a huge benefit in being able to both have an online reality but also disconnect occasionally. And I think there's a connection between being online all the time and maybe missing out on some other wonderful things that life can bring.
People might find it a routine, though, to constantly pick up your phone. That's the first thing you would do, to pick it up, have a look at Facebook, have a look at Twitter, have a look at anything else you want to look at on your phone. But how do you break that routine?
Yeah, look, I think routine and habits are really good, are a reality. I think we create habits, and then those habits end up shaping us. There's some simple ways. What I started with is I started to recognise that I felt like work was invading all of my life, and I just continue. As you said, I'd wake up 6 a.m, I'd open my phone, I'd be deleting all the spam that came through, and then just constantly feeling for my phone during the day, even if I was with my kids or not remotely in a work mode. So what I did is I just started really small. I mean, I chose a date. I said, okay, on Saturday, I don't have many work commitments. I mean, Easter's a great time to do this because everything slows down. But I put away my phone, my iPad, all my devices, and you know, I let a few friends know that they wouldn't be able to contact me. But then I just experimented really with myself, and I thought, well, let's see what it feels like to live life without that distraction for a day.
So I suppose you'd put out some goals there for yourself and see if you could achieve that one little goal, and then you'd sort of expand it from there.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And for me, it was about I had this niggling feeling that technology was becoming for me something that I didn't want it to be.
Yeah.
Even though I love technology and I train and teach it all the time, but by disconnecting for that day, so, and I call it a digital detox. I do it every Saturday now. I did it once and then I did it again, and I realised it was just really hard. And I kept thinking about this thing that wasn't in my pocket, even though I'm gardening or I'm going for a ride or hanging out with my kids, you know, and I'm thinking, well, there's something that's not quite right in my brain if I'm just missing this thing so much and it's not even a work day. So over time, I've allowed myself to learn a new habit, and now it becomes fairly easy to just have time with my technology and also time when I don't have it.
Yeah, look, if anyone does have an issue about trying to switch off for the long weekend, or perhaps they might have come up with a novel way to unplug, please call in to Saturday Breakfast on 720 ABC Perth, 1300 222 720, or SMS 0437 922 720. I'm speaking with Daniel C. He's one of the founders of a company called Spacemakers, and it's about making space in our lives. Now, you know, you got smokers that tend to take up chewing gum. gum or to replace cigarettes, Daniel. What can we do to fill the giant, gaping, existential hole that technology fills? I mean, I know we mentioned going outdoors and all that, but there's only so much you can do.
Absolutely. Look, I think it's funny. Existential hole is a good word. Mm. I mean, I think Dostoevsky, in the Russian author, I think he mentioned that we all strive to worship something or someone. And if it's, I think technology can be a really good thing to worship if we're not worshiping traditional things.
I think there's a lot of people out there who they might worship, you know, I can't mention brand names here, but, you know, something that looks, it resembles a fruit. They could easily worship that.
Yeah, I suppose I turn on my iPhone in the morning, I see the forbidden fruit, the apple there that's got a bite in it. So I'm not sure if there's something there. So what would we do? I mean, I think the key is I'm not a wowser or a luddite. Like we love technology and I use it, but there's I suppose the focus for me is what am I gaining by disconnecting and not being constantly switched on to my phone and technologies all the time? And so it's more of a focus on what am I getting rather than what am I losing? Because it is kind of a fast from technology that I'm talking about, but I mean, for me, it's got to be personal. For me, I've got kids, and I've got three kids, a wonderful wife, and I'm also a workaholic. So I find that if I can come home from a weekend and I can be checking my email and checking my work and thinking about work, even though my kids are asking me questions. So if I don't have my devices on, and let's say it's over the Easter long weekend, you know, if my kids say, "Hey, look at this," and it's, I don't know, a slug on the ground or a piece of metal I think my boy Jethro found the other day. And instead of half-heartedly kind of saying, "No, yep," or "I'm busy," or, you know, anything else, in my brain I can actually look at that piece of metal and engage with him and engage with his world and feel like I'm connecting as a dad. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And it can be for anything. You know, I have coffees with my wife on the deck and I love just sitting there, but when I have my phone or she has her phone, then there can be a disconnect in terms of how we connect with each other. And that can be anything from reading books to gardening or engaging with people or the physical world around us. Does that ring a bell for you at all?
Yes. Look, I'll put a call out there. Sorry, Daniel, just about you know, what people might have some tips to, you know, to enlighten us on how to unplug. I got some text messages in. Hannah says she's been out to buy the paper this morning and only uses her phone and digital stuff when necessary, so she doesn't need to turn off. So that's, you know, she's disciplined, I suppose.
And right, someone else has,
yeah, that's right. And then someone else has texted in, no name here, but simply just don't answer your phone. And I was like, okay, well, it's a bit hard if you have to work all weekend or, you know, you do need to stay connected in some way or form. Daniel, Abraham Herschel had a quote for us as well, because it's not really a new thing about this addiction, is there?
No, not really. No, I mean, we've been loving our different technologies for years, and I think you mentioned Herschel. He was a Jewish author that I quoted in a blog post, and I found this quote from the 1950s. I think it was 1951, and he was talking about the dangers of the black and white television. And he was basically saying that it's not that we want to renounce technology and technological civilization. It's more that we need to gain some independence from it. And I think that's all I'm saying, that the technology is fantastic and I love my phone, but there's times where it's fantastic to be connected and there's times when it's great to have a bit of distance from it.
Mm. Matt has texted in saying, get yourself a packet of cards, as you said there. hours and hours of fun. Oh, Dan from Wembley, bit of a tongue-in-cheek kind of comment. Ironic, you're asking us to text in, but we're supposed to be disconnecting. Well, thanks for listening in, Dan, and you've texted in. So maybe now you can unplug from the phone after you've texted in. Thanks. But he did say it is a sign of our times where we are constantly on the phone. Messaging is very easy these days. Email is so instantaneous that I guess you would feel that you can stay on your emails or text messages, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. And not one thing we find is we teach people to disconnect, like just turn off their notifications on their email, on their phone.
I do that every weekend, actually, the notifications, wonderful. Because I find, when my phone flashes, I don't get anxiety, but it's like I need to read that message. But I turn off my notifications on the weekend.
Yeah, look, there's these fascinating studies about dopamine, which is a goal-setting drug that we release in our brain. It's a neurotransmitter, and it's a goal-setting drug that makes us feel good, and we release it whenever we're moving closer to a goal. But unfortunately, it can be the drug that causes addiction with pokies or alcoholism, gambling, etc. But there's a fascinating study that found that when we get an email notification, so a light and a sound flashes, and then we check our screen and then get a reward, it creates a habit loop where actually we release little squirts of dopamine from our brain. And therefore, there is a sense where when we reduce the amount of notifications in our life, we actually kind of go cold turkey and come down a bit from our head.
probably our rage subsides a bit. Just one quick final question, Daniel. How have people reacted to you when you've told them unplug?
Yeah.
Do they freak out?
Yeah, look, well, both. Some people say, hey, that's great and it's exciting. And look, other people do freak out and say, look, that's crazy. Imagine not having my phone for, let's say, half a day or a day, and they kind of want to arrest me. But the ironic thing is that the iPhone's only been around, let's say, it came into Australia, I think, 2008. So it's less than a decade old. Mobile phones, we really haven't been using them for that long in the scheme of life. I mean, it was early 90s,
early
and I think 90s. Only 4% of people had mobile phones in the early 90s. So there is a sense where we say, well, don't look at your phone for one day to pursue other things. And it's maybe not so radical after all.
That's right.
And the fact that it's so hard to do maybe is an indication that potentially we are more enmeshed with our technologies than we'd like to admit.
I think the best way for myself to unplug, for me to unplug, is I head off to, my girlfriend introduced me to Bridgetown down south, and there is no reception there. So I'm in the middle of the bush and there is no reception, and tell you what, for the weekend, it felt good.
That's nice. That's really good.
All right, Daniel. So, look, thank you so much for giving us your insights, and we hope that you have a great Easter, but all of our listeners as well are able to unplug and enjoy the Easter long weekend.
Thanks, Tracy. Great to speak to you.